You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in through the Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can find us there. Send a note to us. We cannot guarantee that we will read everyone that's sent to us, but we try to pick the ones that are, oh, I don't want to say juicy, but maybe something that we feel like a lot of people would be able to relate to. And that includes this note from Amber. Hi, boys. Will you please settle an argument we're having? We are big on the carry out order, and we have been since long before the pandemic. Either my husband or I will order something online and then stop and get it on the way home. So far, so good, right?
So far.
We just happened to be together the last time we did this, and I walked in with him. It was the first time I noticed that he's a horrible tipper for carryout. If we sit down at a restaurant, he's fine, and even when something is delivered. But when he goes in to pick it up, he either leaves nothing or barely 5%. In the car, we got into an argument about it. He says carryout shouldn't require any tip. But I think that's rude. I always tip either 15 or 20% on carryout because people are still working to produce your order. Is this something you can talk about on your show? And then she butters us up to get us to share her note by saying, thank you. I love my boys with three Z's.
Bring on the butter.
In the morning. That's from Amber.
Thanks, buttery Amber.
So Amber and her husband can't agree on a tip for carryout.
I struggle with this constantly. I don't know what the right answer is, you know? Because I don't like tipping on carryout. And then if I do it, you know, it's like a buck or two, and that almost makes it seem worse.
It's worse. No, I'm telling you right now, that's worse.
It's
that's
worse. A, like
that's
$1, you know, but
if you're getting like a $25, $30 meal for your family or more, and you throw them a buck, you might as well not give them anything, because what you're doing is you're flipping them off, in my opinion.
But see, I'm the one who's going online. I'm looking at a digital menu. I'm placing an order, which goes to a computer at the restaurant. There's nothing going on there. They make it, and basically they put it in a bag, put a staple on it, and they set it on a cart, and you walk in and take it. Like, what? I'm basically doing all the work.
Well, I wouldn't.
I got to get out of my car. I got to park.
Your work is getting out of your car.
I
got to
walk into it.
They're not shovel it in.
I mean, some of these places are running it out to you, but a lot of the places that I've been doing takeout, I actually still have to go in and get it. I mean, there's been no server. Nobody has taken my order. You're just handing them extra money. Do the cooks get this money? Like, can I walk to the back and hand the cooks the money?
Well, that's where tips go anyway.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of places they will, you know, if you're tipping, if you go into a restaurant and sit down and you leave, let's say, 20%, that's not all going to the server. It's going to the bussers, you know, who bus the tables. It's going to help many times with the kitchen staff. Yeah, it goes into a pool of things.
Is that universal? Is that like across everywhere?
I can't say that because as soon as I do, I'm going to get a restaurant that says, we don't do that. But I think more do than don't.
Right, and that's the thing. I just feel like I'm just handing over extra money because I'm not 100% sure where it's going to go.
Okay,
is my thing.
I'm on the other side of this, and I am a generous tipper even on carryout because I recognize that there are a lot of people behind the scenes that are relying on that. I mean, it's not their fault that you chose to get it and go away rather than sitting down and eating at a table there. You still got, you know, people cleaning. You still got the cooks. You still got somebody who's got to go get your order and bring it to you. You know, you don't walk into the kitchen yourself and put it into a container and bring it home.
I would do that, though.
You got people who are doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll just say it because I'm always going to be biased because my mom was a single mom supporting kids by being a waitress. And
well, I get that. Yeah.
Always
absolutely.
See what goes on behind the scenes. Because I've heard the stories. She did this before I was born, but I've heard the stories, and I'm like, I'm always going to take care of
those
people.
No, I get it. Nicole's mom was a single mom, did the same thing, worked, you know, countless hours. Nicole would fall asleep at the bar, you know, or whatever, in the booth.
Yeah.
So I get that, too. But what if there's no waitress involved?
Well, they've still got other people that are working to do it. They still, you still have people who have to put in an effort. I'm saying Amber says her husband leaves nothing or right. 5%, which means on a $20 order, he's giving.
Which is fine. It's still something, though, right? For very minimal work on their part.
Here's the thing. I have no illusions whatsoever that anything I say would change anybody's mind.
Right.
If you're not
a tipper. That's who you are. That's who you are.
Yeah. If you're not a tipper for carryout, nothing anybody says will get you to start tipping for carryout.
I feel
you're
like
you're either going to do it or you're not.
Part of the problem is it's like, I feel like everywhere I go now, there's a line on the receipt that says tip.
Uh-huh.
You know, when does it end? Like if I go to a bookstore, you know, all of a sudden they flip the receipt around and make you sign it. Is there a tip section on there?
I haven't seen that one.
Like I've seen it in coffee shops now, which I kind of feel like that's a fast food type service. I don't know if I need a tip. I went to a smoothie shop the other day, you know, and they flipped the screen around and there was a spot for a tip. I'm like, which well, I hate also, too, because it's right in your face. And then if you say no, they're like staring at you.
You know, and there are some industries where those people, it's a, you know, it's a recognized thing that they won't get paid as much in salary because they do rely on tips to make up for some of that. So if you've got enough percentage of people who are like, screw that, I'm not leaving any tip. I don't know. I don't know.
I just feel like it's everywhere.
Here's Patrick on the phone. Patrick, thanks for holding. We're glad you called. What do you say about all this?
I say no tip.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
The contract between the food and the price of the food is between me and the restaurant. The contract for the tip is the service I receive at the restaurant from a server.
I was thinking about that.
Walmart. I don't tip at Burger King. I don't tip when I pick up my own food, especially after I ordered it.
Well, I appreciate you calling, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
I was thinking about that. Like, a tip is kind of for service above and beyond and as a thank you.
Well,
and there's not much of that there when you're ordering online.
I think if you don't want to part with your money, this is just me talking. If you don't want to part with your money, everyone can come up with 25 reasons that sound appropriate for not parting with their money. And I just disagree. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you say?
I say tip.
All right.
And it's mainly because I work as a food runner in an industry, and we do not get paid minimum wage. We actually get paid below. We get paid a waiter wage. So that tip really helps kind of make up that difference.
Yeah, sure, we were talking about that on the show.
Totally.
And yeah, that's exactly right. And there's a lot of industries that thank you for the call, and thank you for that vote, by the way. Like, you know, Patrick referenced, he says, when I go to Burger King. Well, Burger King workers are paid more often, paid more than minimum wage. Restaurant staff are paid often less than minimum wage. So there's a difference there.
I guess you could get a different job and make more money.
You could get a different job.
I know, is a food runner a waiter, a waitress? Is that what a food runner
is? I don't know. It might
be
the person who runs it out to a car or something.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it.
I mean, do you consider
runner.
That, you know, work
tippable?
To get a tip?
Absolutely, yeah. But like,
so if they bring
for
it out
his
to your
point,
car.
Though, if he's a waiter and he is not involved in this transaction at all, why am I tipping him?
Who?
The guy that just called. If he, a food runner is, say that's a food waiter or waitress. I don't know what a food runner is. If he's not involved in the online transaction, he's like, I'm relying on these tips, but you haven't done anything for the tip.
Well, you just said you would tip him if he ran it out to your car.
Correct. If that's what a food runner is,
well, let's assume
I can
it is.
See that.
So if it is, then you're on board with that.
I do like tipping that because I've seen them running things out. They're working their butts off.
Okay. Here is it Anissa?
Anissa,
I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
So I'm with both of you, quite honestly. I don't tip when I'm picking up food because I also don't tip when I'm picking up food through a drive-thru. But you do have a valid point. Absolutely. It kind of goes back to what they're getting paid. If it's the waitress that's on the waiter wage, then absolutely they're working for those tips to balance out.
Correct.
But that food expediter, that food runner, he's kind of that in-between person. Absolutely. So when I start to see that, I ask them point blank, are your tips shared? because or are they pooled? If they're pooled, then it's split out, right? But if it's not pooled and they all go to the waiter, I kind of look at that. Now, I'm going to go to Jeremy's point where he was asking or talking about the whole thing of it seems like now almost every receipt has this tip line. So yesterday I had my carpets cleaned and the guy was asking for a tip. Well, it was on the thing that I had to sign off asking for a tip. And I was like, well, that was part of the service. And no, I didn't tip. But it seems like now almost everybody is looking for a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of frustrating. And no, I didn't tip them.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, Anissa.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I would have tipped the carpet guy. I would do that. The service guys, I like to tip.
I always tip.
They're working.
People.
They're down there, like the guys working on my furnace, or whatever. They're sweating, and you guys are kicking butt. And
as I speak, there are two lawn guys that have come out to rip all those bushes out in front of my house that I was just sick of.
Yes.
And they quoted a price. I've already got in my pocket cash money to put on top of that to say, here, go get yourself a nice lunch.
Yes.
Go get a couple of beers later today or whatever.
And I always walk out a cooler with some ice cold drinks and I set it there and I'm like,
Thank you.
Know?
I don't see what's wrong with that.
You're just being kind. But they're, you know, they made the trip to your house and they're doing the work. So
here's Ben. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Ben.
So we're hearing from both sides. No tip and tip. And let's repeat a disclaimer we threw out a few minutes ago. Nobody is trying to change anybody's mind. I don't think you can.
Yeah, nobody's going to.
Nobody's going to change anybody's mind.
If you're the type of person that doesn't tip, you're not going to tip.
Exactly.
Right.
For me, I've been in the service industry, server, bartender. Food runner is a person who runs the food out to your table, by the way. They're included in tip out of a server. So when you tip your server, they have to tip that person out to answer that question. I think on carryouts, you should tip. There's a lot that goes into it. As a bartender, I have to do carryouts, so I have to leave the bar and go make your carryout and then bring it up to the person who gives it to you.
Yeah. Well, I think, Ben, would you agree that one of the biggest problems is that there are many people, not all, but many people who think when I leave a tip, it's just going to that server or it's just going to that bartender.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand the pooling of tips, do they?
Yeah. It's a lot more places are going to that, especially since the pandemic.
Yeah,
There's not enough people. You know, we don't have enough people to staff our restaurants. So now we're having to rely on, you know, an entire team. And you're generally going to tip out more people than you would before. And, you know, you guys are seeing more tips on the bottom of receipts. Like, you know, you said maybe not at the bookstore, but other places.
That's because the smoothie
a lot
shop.
Companies are starting to pay a tippable wage. They're only paying them the server wage plus tips. So that they don't have to pay them a full wage.
Yeah. Hey, man, we got to run, Ben. Thank you. We got to run.
Yeah, we got to run, buddy. And those birds behind you were beautiful.
Yeah. We only got to run because we got so many calls to try to get to. We have to try to hurry and get two more in Deanna and Jason. Deanna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So quickly, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I was a server for 10 years, but that was 30 years ago. And I did tip anybody that when I went in for carry out, because there is some work that goes into it for sure. And I would just tip a couple of bucks. I didn't really necessarily tip on the amount.
Mm-hmm.
And as time has progressed, I've tipped more than a couple of bucks, but I don't really worry about, did it cost them? Is it a $100 meal or is it a $10 meal? I'll tip them in any case. However, I will agree with the other person. There is a server wage and then there is everybody else in the restaurant, and most people in the restaurant, other than servers and bussers, do get minimum wage. So I think there's tip entitlement, though, for sure, and that has changed because I had no expectation necessarily of a tip as a waiter, but I did. But it was always cool to get one. Now,
well, that is
expects it.
Yeah,
Deanna, we got to run. Thank you for
call.
That call.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Do we have the greatest listeners in the world?
You guys stepped up. You know your tips.
They disagree with each other, and yet everyone was super cool about it.
How do we get a little tip thing set up for us? We need a little
tip
jar.
We have wondered that before now, haven't
we? We set up a Venmo account that you can just directly tip us.
We ought to do a Patreon account for the Dom and Jeremy show.
If you like what you've heard today, we put a lot of effort into this.
And we'll do one of those things like restaurants where they have like a tip bell.
Hey, we'll do a little dance. Thank you for the tip.
We got a couple of bucks from Ben in Longmont.
He loved Rattle Off today.